Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
To do code in 5 minutes for code? Oh, hell, bring it, boy. Code in 5.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Code in 5. My name is Paul Abernathy, your host as always, and welcome to the podcast. And on this episode, like all Code in 5, we try to analyze the National Electrical Code in approximately 5 minutes or less. Today's episode, we're going to talk about receptacle ratings. So if you've got your 2020 edition of the National Electrical Code, of course, it really doesn't matter. 2017 will work as well. What we want to go to is 210.21B3. Now, B3 says receptacle ratings. So that's what we're talking about. So you know receptacles are either 20 amp, 30 amp, 15 amp, 40 amp, or 50 amp, or you could have a value that's greater than 50 amp. How do we address the ratings of these receptacles? So 210.21B3 does this. Now, what we're talking about here is when we're dealing with two or more receptacles or outlets, so it would not be a simplex receptacle, like a single receptacle mounted on one yoke. That would be B1, just before B2 and B3, and that's basically telling you, look, if the receptacle is a single and it's rated for 15 amps, then the individual branch circuit that is supplying that receptacle can't exceed 15 amps. So 15 amp circuit, 15 amp device. 20 amp circuit, 20 amp device. That is, we're dealing with a single receptacle, okay? Just one receptacle. Of course, we know a duplex receptacle is two receptacles. So that's how it gets us down to B3. Now B3, I'm gonna read it to you, then I'll break it down. It says receptacle ratings. We're connected to a branch circuit supplying two or more receptacles or outlets, and of course a duplex would qualify. Receptacle ratings shall conform to the values listed in table 210.21B3, which we'll look at in a second, or where a rating higher than 50 amps, the receptacle rating shall not be less than the branch circuit rating. So the table that we're going to look at only goes up to 50 amps, but you could run into a situation where you have a receptacle, let's say, that's higher than 50 amps, the branch circuit is designed to have a device that does not exceed the rating of the branch circuit. So again, the receptacle rating shall not be less than the branch circuit rating. Doesn't say it can't be more, but it can't be rated less than whatever the branch circuit is. So let's jump over to table 210.21B3. So one of the questions I get asked all the time is, Paul, I'm in a kitchen and I want to use 15 amp rated receptacles on a 20 amp rated small appliance branch circuit. And the answer to that is, it's okay. Why is it okay? Well, look at the table. The table says if the circuit is rated 15 amps, then the receptacle rating is not to exceed 15 amps. Makes sense, right? But when you get to the 20 amp rated circuit, it says, well, that receptacle can be a 15 or a 20, either one. Internally, they're made exactly the same. Okay, there's just difference in the face, because on a 20, you typically have a T slot on the grounded side of the receptacle, whereas in a 15 amp, it wouldn't. They'd both be two slot, straight slots, right? The grounded being longer than the ungrounded, of course. And of course, the 30 amp, you have to have a receptacle rated 30 amps. A 40 amps allows me to have a receptacle that's rated for 40 or 50 on that 40 amp circuit. And of course, the 50 amp, the receptacle rating has to be 50 amperes. Of course, we saw earlier that when you're over 50 amps, when you exceed 50 amps, then you just have to make sure the receptacle rating shall not be less than the branch circuit rating that's supplying that receptacle. And then you're okay. Okay, so that's how you use these tables. So they answer that question that people ask all the time. Can I use a 15 amp rated receptacle on a 20 amp rated branch circuit? And the answer is absolutely yes. Can I use a 20 amp receptacle on a 15 amp branch circuit? The answer is no. Doesn't seem logical, but the answer is no. Because on a 15, it cannot be over 15 amps on the receptacle rating. Interesting stuff. Hopefully you got something out of today's episode. Again, people ask all the time, can I put a 20 amp rated receptacle on a 15 amp branch circuit? Absolutely not. Can I put a 15 amp rated receptacle on a 20 amp branch circuit? Absolutely can, in accordance with table 210.21b3. Till next time, stay safe. God bless.